Good morning, my friends. Welcome to my radio hut here, waking you up on a Tuesday. Got clouds, some showers showing up on radar here. 42 degrees. And Tuesdays, we always kick off our Talk Round Tuesdays with this segment with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. Good morning,
folks.
Good morning. Good morning,
Bill.
Good to have you in here.
Great to be here.
You know, well, good to see you again.
Thank you.
We spoke on the phone last week, and we're going to talk about Festival of the Trees again.
Sounds great.
Okay, we'll get to that. But first of all, Steve, you're the numbers guy. Are we moving in the right direction?
We are. Okay. Moving in the right direction.
I love
it. We're seeing some 5.75 now, and I saw 15 years at 5.25. So it's slowly going in the right direction right now.
Well, I think we talked about this last week, too, this government shutdown. Is that affecting things at all, or could it affect things?
Well, I honestly don't know for sure if it's going to affect us that much. I suppose as people hardshiped at groceries and all that stuff, and maybe that moves down interest rates. I don't know, but we'll see, I guess.
So where do we want to talk closings? Do we want to talk new listings? Where do we want to go with this, folks? I'm going to leave that up to both of you.
Well, we've had a few closings, got a couple more coming, which is always good to have payday, if you will. And I don't mean to sound sarcastic about that, but
go ahead.
but anyway, new listings again, kind of gone into a little bit of a lull again, I think, right now. You know, I think a lot of people are concerned about the federal government's, you know, shutdowns and all that, and where it's headed right now as far as jobs and a few other things. So, you know, that might slow us down, too.
That is kind of a big shadow. And typically, is it typical, Sherry, that, you know, as we kind of skirt up to the holidays here, too, we kind of see a slowdown?
It usually does. I mean, you know, we're not as busy as we normally are at during the holidays, and kind of rightfully so. You know, a lot of families are planning their get-togethers, and, you know, they're just not thinking of looking at a house at the moment. So,
well, you know, and there's a lot of reasons that people sell their homes, but what would you say, I'm going to ask both of you this question, what would you say usually is the number one reason that people go, hey, you know what, I need to sell?
Well, it's going to be two of them, I think, at this point. One is your job, of course, if you're going to move or something like that. And the other is, I can't afford it anymore, or I might be losing a job and I can't afford a house payment. You know, I'd say those are probably the two that come to mind right away for me anyway.
Okay, yeah. Would you echo that?
I would, but I also would say, you know, sometimes life changes, you know. Kids move out and you decide to downsize, or on the reverse of that, you start your family and you're needing a bigger home.
Well, let's talk about that. Empty nesters. Do you see a lot of that in the business, I would think?
We do. Yeah. I think there comes a certain point when they just, you know, people say this is just too big of a house for one or two people and it's time to downsize.
Right. Steve, I got one for you. Home loans. What is the quickest way to sabotage a home loan?
Credit report.
That didn't take long.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, that's the first thing a bank looks at when you go in is your credit report. And, you know, and if it doesn't meet a standard that they need to make that loan, they'll give you a track to run on, which is a good thing to go in and meet, because sometimes you find out maybe I do have a nick that I didn't know about, and here's what you need to do to correct it, you know, so you can start working on that right away. But
I found a medical one that was hiding from me, too, that God brought up. It's like, ooh, good to know this, you know. So, yeah, there are little things that could be hiding there that you don't know.
Yep, there really are. And you know, sometimes you inherit one you shouldn't inherit on your credit report. And, you know, I go all the way back to a couple in town many years ago, and I think a lot of people will remember Bob McDougall, who had McDougall Realty, and his wife's name was Mary. Well, there was another Bob McDougall and Mary in Wahpeton, too, at the same time, and one had good credit, one maybe not so good credit.
Questionable, yeah.
And it was going back and forth on their credit reports, you know, because they were getting stuff they shouldn't get on there. So it's good for you to check it once in a while, too.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And usually they'll kind of let you know what's up. So is that kind of a sliding scale, too? Does that jump up and down as far as banks, how much they'll, you know, where the ceiling is on that, and if they'll make any exceptions, I guess?
Yeah, it does go up and down. You know, okay. I guess I just tell people make your payments on time as best you can, and you probably have nothing to worry about, you know. But, you know, we all know certain things happen and whatever, and you send off a payment, you think it's getting there on time, and it's stuck in the mail someplace, and yeah. it goes late. You know, those are little things that can affect it, and it wasn't your fault.
And it's that life changes thing, Sherry, exactly. the thing you were talking about. All right, let's switch. Okay. Switch gears, Festival of the Trees. I know one of your favorite projects.
It really is.
It's coming up again, quick.
It is. We start our setup on November 5th and 6th, which seems crazy, but, I mean, it's almost here.
Yeah.
So, and to this point, we are full. We've got our number of trees that we need for the families matched up. We have 22 trees this year. So,
serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so Heritage Square is going to be looking really nice
it
downstairs.
It is, and I can't wait.
And that's a beautiful place to have it, too. You know, there's something about it that's just so warm and inviting.
It really is. You know, when it's right in the heart of downtown, mm-hmm. we get a lot of traffic through, and I'm surprised at the amount of people that say, oh, I just love to stroll through there and just look at all the trees, yeah. which makes me so happy.
Yeah, definitely. And for people that don't know what it's about, mm-hmm. what are you up to here with Festival of Trees?
So basically what it is individuals, families, or businesses, even organizations, donate a Christmas tree, decorate it, and then those trees are donated to families that maybe wouldn't have a tree this year, maybe okay. a little bit less fortunate. So it's a great program. It's a community program, and it's just so heartwarming.
All right, folks, thinking about buying or selling and anything real estate related, just give you guys a call or they can stop into your location right here on Dakota Avenue.
That's right.
Steve and Sherry, great to have you have you both in here.
Thanks, Bill.
Be well. We'll talk next Tuesday. It's 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley.